This recording, Angola 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in Desert District of Territory, so she was very happy to start a new job in a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kite, headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for her beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made her unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, comma, comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment and that required her to measure out of a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Luanda, Angola, which is the capital of Angola. And Angola is an old Portuguese colony, and it first became independent in 1975, November 11, 1975, and the independence was proclaimed by President Agostinho Neto, which was the leader for the fight. More stuff about Angola. Well, the predominant language is Portuguese, but we have different dialects based on the regions where you are located or the provinces you live in. It's about 6 dialects, which varies from region to region. Music. We have our own type of music, and we have fast speed music, slow speed music, but I would say that the most popular now is the one called samba, and we have a more young generation kind of music, which is called kuduro, which is more for young people, you know. We have some influences from, especially from the U.S., which comes from hip-hop, R&B, jazz, and from the other places in the world as well. Most of the food we have, it's like stew-based, you know, like a meat and some sauce with it. We have a side of like rice, and it depends. It could be rice, pasta, or sometimes we have this, it's like it looks like a cake, but it's more soft than a cake, and it's typical over all over Africa, you know. Okay. And in some other countries in Africa they call it fufu, but we call it funj, which is a powder based thing. You mix it with water, and once it cooks all the way, it's ready to eat.